Most of you know of my penchant for oratory. I've given lots. I like words, and sometimes I'm fiery, and sometimes funny, or at least I think so, sometimes serious or sentimental. But today, I don't know that I can say that I feel like I've made a speech that's nearly as critical or as difficult as this one. I don't think anybody here can fairly accuse me of rushing to any judgments on the actions of the leadership in this crisis. I've offered prayers and support both publicly and privately for our governor here and at home. And while there have been areas of disagreement, I've been very supportive, especially in the first half of this crisis, and continue until recently to be committed to the belief that all the actions that are here are born out in a sincere desire to protect the people of Michigan. I believe that might still be the motivation, but it's clear to me, day by day, week by week, that the leadership in this crisis is floundering. And the sad truth is that a lack of leadership is driving our state to ruination and desolation. Leadership is not simply the execution of power. Leadership is not simply the act of getting one's own way. Leadership does not hide in a tower with a select group of advisors condescending to the subordinates periodically with new pronouncements and determinations. Leadership, genuine leadership, watches for those with firsthand knowledge of the ramifications of the decisions that it makes and where that impact is most destructive or most helpful. Real leadership listens to reasonable calls for mercy. It recognizes both friend and foe. It doesn't chance to ignore calls for reconsideration. Honest leadership is humble and knows itself well enough to know its own weaknesses and its own ability to make errors. Leadership serves those that it seeks to lead. And despite my months of support, I've been growing more and more concerned. And now, late to some, but in my own time, I've found myself feeling completely bereft of hope as I've observed and contemplated the enormity of the destruction to the communities in the UP due to the unrelenting direction of the executive and that it has unilaterally taken our state. What's birthed this recent despair for me? It wasn't another call from a business owner. It wasn't another call from a citizen upset about fishing. It was a call from an older veteran I got last week, who in the midst of the physical pain that he finds himself in and not able to get the treatment that he expects, is contemplating suicide and is talking to other veterans in that same boat. This caused me to take time to reevaluate our current course, and the analysis for the Upper Peninsula is that we are moving into desperate territory, and the choices made here unilaterally are decimating the future opportunities. And for too long, many of us have allowed this false juxtaposition that we're either choosing between life or the economy. But the real truth is we're destroying our communities. People aren't going to be able to stay. People aren't going to have places to live. Hospitals and schools are going to be closed. We're destroying the fabric that binds us together. I have a 103-year-old farm and 5 generations. And I don't know if I can keep it together. We have to move forward and get out of this mess that we've put ourselves in and recognize this disease is here and our hospitals are ready to manage it. The second wave will come tomorrow or come December. We're not going to hide from this, people. We have to get moving. Open us up. Give freedom to the UP.